The main human rights standards that you look at, well, first of all, they're derived from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is the sort of broadest statement of international human rights principles. And then you would look at the different treaties that Canada has signed, in particular the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. Because we're looking at a business operation, also the labor standards under the International Labor Organization's main labor conventions are also something we'll look at. And in concrete terms, we're looking at workers' rights, we're looking at the rights of people in the community to, in terms of the right to health, the right to food, the right to water. And those will be looking at how the company manages its environmental impacts. They're also, because we're in the context of the North, we'll be looking at the Indigenous people's rights of the Inuit to be consulted on developments taking place on their traditional lands. And also we'll look at issues related to the supply chain and contracting. What are the opportunities for northern businesses? But also, how does a company ensure that suppliers and contractors also uphold human rights standards?